session number 9014, reel 2.
Well, you see, and because I didn't get made till I was about 3 years old, my pension. Mm. And I was lucky because one or two people in front of me fell out, they're invalid in that, so I was lucky really. So in the long run, I didn't lose much. The only thing is, you see, that when you went there, your time, petty time, didn't count until you got there. Mm. Well, if you use general service, you've got. But at the time, they was waiting 10 years for a PO. Yeah. The people who passed from me, who was in general service, waited nearly as long in general service as I did in the yacht.
Yes.
See? Yeah. But that was a good job. That was a yacht. But it ain't a yacht now. I'm afraid they you see, we joined there, and you had to throw up any promotion. If promotion came through to you, threw it up, unless you wanted to go back, mm. you had to drop your gunnery rating, see? Mm. In other words, you just went on that as a rigger,
yeah.
see? And you carried on there. And that was a good job, and my God, there's the finest ship's company, because the general service wasn't very, didn't like us much.
Yeah.
The yachtsman, you know, he was a, but my Lord, the men aboard that ship were, they wanted a bit of way. I didn't know where I got a photo, you know. But I never regretted going there. And of course, a lot, they're gradually fading out now. My old ships are. I suppose I'm one of the lucky ones. I don't know whether I've got a photo of. This is my son. He's a supervisor of aircraft repair. See? There's photos when he was up in Ireland. He's here, he's down in Fleetland. He's in Fleetlands now. Do you ever see Hitler's yacht? Mm. No. There is a photo of the Calcutta with the Prince of Wales and our captain, the Prince of Wales, and Lord Louis Mountbatten. That's Lord Louis there, he was a sub-lieutenant. Photo when I was landed in Tobago, the West Indies, when they had trouble out there in the riots, 1919.
Oh, what trouble was that?
Well, they had black riots. The people mm. come back from the war, they cut up rough, they weren't getting enough money.
Mm. You were wearing straw hats there, did you go?
Yeah, oh yes, we wore straw hats then. That was the last time we wore them.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought they'd give them up in
1914. No, no. We wore them.
Yeah. What did you do that time?
We just landed. We were 100 rounds. Just landed one morning, and the ship went off to Tobago, and they landed Marines there, and we was about a fortnight in the police barracks there,
mm-hmm.
and we had several cars, Buick cars, where we would op in and go up to where the trouble was and show ourselves, see? Mm. But the black people said, well, we're not afraid of that. We just come back from the war, see? Because we weren't, we weren't all worried about that, but they quietened down then. You see, we was only to protect the white people. Mm. See, that was the trouble. And we'd done about a fortnight in that police barracks. Oh, I enjoyed it. It's what I joined for. Lovely it was. We used to have good food come round from the ISIS hotel. We had a bottle of beer every day, lime juice, and all that. You know, it was very nice too in police barracks. And we used to go out patrolling. We had looms of oars, you know, made like truncheons, and go out in twos patrolling, see. But we never ran into any trouble. Yeah. But here's a picture of old V&A.
Yeah.
And now you can just imagine what happened when I went from that to that. One of the first Corvettes, the John Quill.
Oh, yes.
John Quill.
A little bit of difference.
Oh, yeah. There's a photo of him. He's in the Panama Canal, Calcutta. Oh, I thought I had that picture. There's that picture of the Duke of Windsor. Well, it'll tell you about that.
Oh, yes, the Matty.
That's me when I was in the Ganges too.
Oh. Did you wear leggings all the time then?
Well, gunnery boys we was. Mm-hmm. And here was one when I was quartermaster and destroyers, look. And that was one when I was in the yacht, in the sailor's rig.
Enjoy most about the Navy?
Well, the camaraderie was better. You see what I mean? In the old days, if a bloke was away from his mess, somebody would put his dinner up. Things like that. Mm-hmm. You looked after one another, but not today. There's not that sort of thing today, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't think so, anyway. To be perfectly truthful, I had a shock when I went back to Jens.
Yes, after this.
It gave me a shock, the things that went on, you know. Discipline went to hell. Mm-hmm. Went to hell. And if you was a PO or a chief, you had a hell of a job to hold your own, because you was the ones that got the jobs done, weren't you? Mm-hmm.
Did the standard of recruit change, do you think?
What?
Did the standard of recruit change?
Oh, I don't know. I should imagine so. Because, you see, although we was joined as boys, you had to have a good character. And you had to have somebody of note to see. And you had to... You never had to have a scar on your body. You had to come out of scratch, see? Mm. No doubt about that. I don't know what they do today. You see blokes walking about with glasses and all sorts of things. No, I don't see. Personally, myself, of course, it's like everything else. It's altered so much, you see. And Navy's got more mechanical, hasn't it, you see. As I say, I joined at the time when it was started altering.
Yes.
And it's altered a lot in my time, and it's altered a lot since. Now, we used to wear duck suits or overalls to see as a picture on the Royal Yacht doing a bit of wire splicing. We used to wear duck suits to work in. And
yes.
See, when you was a boy, you had duck suits, and you had to have clean duck suits Mondays and Thursdays. And if you was in a ship like the Teddy, there was nowhere to dry. I put wet duck suits on many times, so I shouldn't be putting a rattle, prevent a dirty suit on.
Yes.
And you wonder how you survived, don't you?
Yeah, I know. We had to have Mondays and Thursdays every week.
Yeah, that's what it was, yeah. Because Monday was Evolution Day, and Thursdays was Spaniard Sunday or something.
Yes. What sort of washing facilities did you have?
What?
What sort of washing facilities did you have?
Well, it wasn't very good, you know. It was trows, you know, trows.
Yes.
But I'll tell you this. When I was in the Royal Yacht in the V&A, she never had such good facilities for the men as you'd get in a corvette or a sweeper. And I suppose about 40 men, and you was just a row of bowls, see? And we never had no facilities for laundry there, you know. Of course, this new one's got laundry.
Yeah.
And when you went away, so time, you had to take a dozen shirts with you, and if you couldn't wash them, you see. Nowhere to hang clothes up in there. Nothing. And, of course, you was all forward, see. One third of the ship, or less, one third was officers, and mine was Rorty. Lovely ship she was, though. Beautiful inside. Beautiful. But she was a yacht. Here's a couple of pictures. Here's this Queen and Princess Margaret, look. Board there.
Yes. That's when you were in her, was it?
Pardon?
That's when you were in her, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had this Queen and her sister on the wheel of the Royal Yacht when I was a quartermaster.
Yeah.
One morning, yeah. But here was the King that was all for the Royal Yacht.
Oh, yeah.
When he went, it finished.
Yeah.
When he went, it finished. Yeah, there's another couple of snaps, look.
What are you doing? What's she learning there?
Pardon?
What's she learning there?
She's got the anchor. She's holding it up for it.
The anchor flag up,
yeah. Yeah.
What did you dislike most about the Navy in the old days?
Well, as I say, the way the messing, the food. You see, you didn't have. You see, of course, I don't know what it's like in a big ship, but I've been. Oh, is it? Did you see this picture? Did you? Oh, I showed you that one, didn't I?
Yes. Yeah.
You see, it was just bare passes. Bread, biscuits, then. But pork, I had some of that, but only just. That was dying out. But, you see, you had to put your own dinners up, make pie. There was no cook to make your pie. If you wanted a pie, you made it overnight, shoved it under the mess tub and took it out to cook next morning. See? And, of course, you got a bit off his horns, you had to cut it up and do something with it. See, and if you hadn't got a bloke who was cooking a mess interested, you just got it that with the spuds and because it wasn't very good. And and then you lose all your utensils, and there's about four of you digging out in the dish. That sort of thing. That's what I didn't like. And yeah, you used to pitch a lot of your. You see, you have basins. Well, you can just imagine, can't you? That eventually, you never had basins. You're glad to get a tin to drink out of.
What
was Whale Island
like?
I like Whale Island.
Yes.
Oh yeah, I like Whale Island.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In spite of the thought of the discipline and so on.
Oh, well, apart from that, I like Whale Island. Yeah, I like Whale Island. Mm. Yeah.
You run about there, weren't you?
Pardon?
You run about
there. Oh yeah, sure. You've had to get a move on. I hated them barracks though.
Yeah.
The naval barracks. I hated them, always did. And when I was demobilised, I come out of there and I went like that. I don't want to see that place no more.
Mm.
Horrible bloody place. Too much corruption in there, you know.
Yeah. Corruption went on even...
Well, the people tipping to get leave and all this. If you was an honest John, you didn't get anywhere. I'd blow that place out of there by where that front gate where all them mastered arms and police were.
Yeah.
I never had too much time for them because we never had them people in the yacht.
Mm.
We only had a cheap PO who was done that job. But that place was full of corruption, that naval barracks. I don't know what it's like now. That's what I think.
Mm. Tipping to get leave.
Oh, yeah, that sort of thing, see. And somebody else would take their place, like, you know.
Mm.
If you was unlucky, think you were getting a weekend and somebody else, you know. All that sort of thing. Mm. I hated that place. Hated it.
Mm. What was better about Whale Island?
Well, I don't know. It was. It's just one of those things. I like Whale Island.
Yes.
I like Whale Island. Of course, I was a bit slow, really. As I see it now, I was a bit slow, really. I could have done much better, but I could have done a lot better. But this was during the war. I was in when I was in the. I was in two destroyers, a Nereus and an Urchin. Not a flotilla, but about half a flotilla of destroyers went out with the Furious. She then carried aircraft.
Oh, yes, she's the first aircraft.
But she only carried small aircraft.
Oh,
they could only take off, but they couldn't land. And we went, and that was when they had to go and attack the... Zeppelin sheds somewhere. And we went to pick the pilot up.
Mm-hmm.
Our job was to pick the pilot and the engine up. And that might have been the other, see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they went off and we was cruising up and down, you know. And I don't know, I think I was on the bridge at the time. And I don't know what I was doing, look at something. And the aircraft was coming up from that direction, see? And everybody was looking, you know, looking at it. And all of a sudden he come down in a dive and there was a bloody great iron cross on it. And I skip always remembering saying, oh, it's a Hun. And I see this blighter, you know, he come over us and he leased his bombs and he looked round to see and he just dropped astern of us. Yeah. Oh, it's a Hun. I could have shot him. If I had a rifle, I could have shot him.
How did you get on with the officers?
Pardon?
How did you get on with the officers overall?
Well, to be truthful, I was also a little bit scared of officers, I got known. But mind you, I know quite a lot of people now that are... Like Sir Charles Rebick. I knew him very well because he was a 2.5 ringer in the yacht as engineer.
Yeah.
And I've seen him several times since, and he when we have our union dinner, he's generally there. I actually spoke to Beatty, Admiral Beatty, on Scapa Flow once. Our skipper said, "You want a bit of exercise, you'd better go ashore for a walk." So I went ashore. I didn't want to go ashore. I went ashore for a walk, and it rained, and I got in an old shed in Scapa. And two blokes come along, and lo and behold, one of these was Beatty. And he asked me what it was used for. I said, "Well, I think the footballers use it, sir." And I've also spoken to Admiral Jellicoe. When we came aboard the yacht, he came aboard the yacht with cows, and we had to take him and his wife to the guardship. And it was a bit rough that day, and they hadn't got a proper ladder down. They'd only got a jumping ladder down. And he hopped up there. But on the way over, he was talking to me about... there was a yacht there, and it used to belong to the Kays, and he was telling me all about it. He's ever such a nice man, because I was stern sheepman in the boat, you see. Yeah. He used to help me, didn't he? In fact, I helped him bunk Lady Jellicoe up the ship's side, you know.
Yeah.
But he was a very nice man, Jellicoe. Talked to, of course. But the man I always admired, really, was Lord Louis. From the time he started, I remember when he was a flag officer, you know, lieutenant. I always admired him. And his brother was at Whale Island when I was going for Seaman Gunner. That's the Earl of Medina. Not the Earl of Medina now, the old Earl. And he was gunnery commander eventually, wasn't he? And he went to America, his brother, but he wasn't sort of same sort of bloke as him. He was married to the Princess Torby. She used to come up to Whale Island, you know. And I know one day he called me over one day, he said, "Oh, would you mind going over to West Battery?" He says, "I left my bike over there." It's the only time I spoke to him. But he was a little lot different to Lord Louis, you know. But he's a nice total man, really. I always admired him myself.
What do you think of the warrant officers?
Well, some was all right and some wasn't. Because this is one grieve I grieve. Now, when the war started, they'd offered me warrant rank, I'd have took it.
Yes.
But what they did, they brought people like garage people and like that and made them officers, didn't they?
Yeah.
And they had to be carried around by somebody, and it was the senior ratings that carried them. Yeah. I know. Now, if they'd offered me, but they didn't offer me to nearly finish the war.
Mm.
And I thought to myself, well, you know, stuff it now, I don't want it.
Yeah.
Wasn't worth it, because I wouldn't have gained nothing, only if I'd have got killed, my wife would have got a pension, that's all.
Mm.
Wouldn't have made a bit of difference to myself. I didn't put myself in. I could have, when I came home from Jib, I could have, if I'd have gone into it, because I think there's a recommend on there, on my papers. In fact, I passed the doctor as well, but I didn't press it. When I come home, I thought, I'll stay as I am now.
Mm.
See, when you're going for that, you want to go in young.
Yeah.
You want to go in young.
You're like the mate.
Yeah, you want to go in, really, before you get set, before you're 30, really. Because,
yeah.
Mind you...
You come across any ex-mate what? Officers? You come across any ex-mate officers?
Ex-mates? Oh, yes. I know quite a few. I know one now lives out of... lives out... He's an ex-commander now. He was a commander made up during the war, and he was... what's his name now? Horse couldn't see his sister, didn't he? Owens. And he lives in a caravan out Stokes Bay.
Really?
He's about over 80. He lives on rum and milk, I think. Yeah. And another one I knew, he was in the same class as me at Whale Island, Barrett, his Commander Barrett, he retired Commander Barrett.
Mm-hmm. They make good officers, did you reckon?
Well, they've got to be fairly smart, haven't they, to get there, haven't they? Right. See? But, of course, there's a lot in it, really, to going from the lower deck to officer. There's a lot in it, isn't there, really?
Particularly the first ones.
Yeah, because you take the case of that Bingham.
Yes.
Out of his depth.
Well, that Bingham, I know.
Out of his depth, wasn't he? Mm. I can understand it. And look at the cases of a lot of 2.5 ringers get caught up that way. A lot of new, you know. Look at this last big case. The Vitlin case. There's a lot of them, you see, they can't, you see, at one time an officer was naval officer, he had money, didn't he? He had money. But if you haven't got, well, I suppose they get on all right now because things have ordered.
It's so much
better. Yeah. But I remember the time when warrant officers used to have to do their own dobing in their cabin. Do their own dobing. Yeah. And chief POs before they got there. Before they got, because chief POs weren't very good pay, you know. But they were my pay when I left the service. This is when I left the service, when the war finished, I left the service. I was just on 50. My pay was only 12 bob a day, and I was chief petty officer. 12 bob a day. That's all my pay was.
Not much after all those years.
Look what I get now. £30, £40. Of course, things are going up.
Yeah, but not that much.
But I think, you see, really, now, when I got married, we got allowance for children. And on my pay then, of course, in the yacht, I was getting flat rate chief pay. I was not too bad, you know. Not too bad in them days. Still, I've run the best of it. I've got my own house and... That's a big asset, see. If I had to pay about 7 or 8 quid a week, because you had to. But I went in from your house, before the war started.
Yes.
This house, this building. Yeah. And I often think, in lucky stars, that I had sense enough to do that.
Yes.
Because it makes a big difference. And not only that, I worked in it myself, I did all the jobs. And that myself is a good hobby.
Yeah.
And all the pension, of course, I pays about a quid a week pension now, because I got a pension from the Navy and a pension from Fleetland's Aircraft Yard.
Yeah.
In fact, I think my pension from there was better than my Navy one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, they've increased, you see. Yeah. Now, when the war finished, they wanted you to go on either A or B. One, you stayed on and you got all your rises, 5 and up to 70.
Yes.
But the other one, you could take so much a week, and that was that. Well, I thought, I'm not having that. When I can work, I'll do without them few bob. And it's turned out lucky, because my pension's more than doubled. But other people who took them few shillings, they're flogging a cat. I very see some bits in the papers about that, but it was their own fault.
Yeah?
However, I look at it as if I ain't got much to grumble about, really.
Overall, did you enjoy your time in the Navy?
Really, yes. Yeah, really.
It was better later on, was it, than the beginning?
Well, you see, when you're younger, you're irresponsible. You can just chuck your clothes on and go ashore and say, bugger it, can't you? But when you get to... Now, when I was coxswain, you got everything on your plate, and on top of that, our first lieutenant was only a schoolmaster. He was only about 20 years of age.
Yeah.